A few months before the king salmon begin to enter the river, the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group met to set recommendations for an early season of conservation. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
In a breakout session of the first ever Kuskokwim Fishermen's Meeting, small groups began by tackling the big question of how to fairly share king salmon along the Kuskokwim River. At one table, Barb Carlson of Sleepmute peppered Timothy Jacob of Napusquiak with questions about how he and his family fish.
Did it work down this far?
It's working all right, only for silver.
The meeting brought together dozens of fishermen and a large contingent of federal and state biologists at the ONC Multipurpose Building. As the state again expects to start the season with stiff conservation measures, they want to get buy-in from the subsistence fishermen who shoulder the sacrifices and get ideas for how to make it less painful. Last year's harvest of 12,000 king salmon was the lowest on record. The river made its drainage-wide escapement goal after the unprecedented restrictions, but the fishery has been in decline for years. John Zeller lives in Red Devil, 200 miles above Bethel. He says he doesn't often speak with people who live near the mouth of the river and said Thursday's meeting was a chance for people from different areas to try to find better ways to tackle the Chinook crisis.
Well, we got a problem and we need a solution. So maybe with all of us together, we can get a solution.
Management biologist Aaron Potter told the Full House that the plan is not yet set in stone, but conservation is at the top of their priorities. They're again considering starting the season closed, having some 4-inch set net fishing, as well as limited 6-inch gill net openings for other species of salmon as the run allows. At this point, he says he wants more ideas and more communication.
For me, it's fantastic to see users from all over the drainage sitting together in their little breakout groups discussing these issues. I'm really excited to see what the end results are going to be from this.
The groups included strategically paired fishermen from all parts of the river with federal and state staff who brainstormed ideas. They touched on variations of household permits, fishing schedules, bag limits, and community fish wheels. They shared ideas like limiting jet boats and even using fish fences to selectively harvest different salmon species. A couple months before summer, there are still several moving pieces. The Federal Subsistence Board is considering special action to federalize the Yukon and Kuskokwim salmon fisheries near federal lands, which could give day-to-day management duties to refuge staff. And the federal government has announced a demonstration co-management project. Exactly what officials will develop is unknown now, but the Association of Village Council Presidents is proposing an aggressive schedule to put a tribal co-management regime in place next year through the project. AVCP President Myron Nanning made clear that he wants more than roundtable discussions.
Because of frustration with the systems that are in place of management of the fisheries by people who don't live in the region, and I don't mean to be offensive to the fish and game people, but I feel that they're just like hibernators. They hibernate in Anchorage and come out here during the summertime to make determination for us of when to fish or when not to fish.
Something Nanning says has to change, and he's hoping that this year will be the start. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.